Behold, the feared predator Canis wolfgirlicus lupus in her natural habitat, stalking the snow-covered peaks of Siberia.
Fuck you, moon!
Wolf girls resemble humans, aside from several features. Fur on her hands, feet, and back. Sharpened nails and carnivore teeth. A tail emerging above her prostere. And of course, the fuzzy ears atop her head. Scientists remain confused how a species so similar to our own developed. Many blame Japan. One thing is not in dispute. She is an apex predator. With her fierce jaws and powerful muscles, a wolf girl could kill a man in numerous ways. They developed these capacities to hunt the wily prey of the frozen north, such as this fleeing rabbit.
Get back here, rabbit. Piece of shit. Back here so I can eat you.
Majestic. But power didn't bring wolf girls to the top of the food chain. Like all members of the canine girl family, her brain has developed the ability to cooperate with others for mutual benefit.
I have this sudden overwhelming urge to sniff another wolf girl's butt. Weird.
Wolf girls are social animals. But even the most successful predator has to struggle for every kill. In the barren Siberian tundra, many wolf girls go to bed hungry. The unluckiest don't wake up in the morning. And as powerful as she is, there is one competitor for the title of apex predator. Tonight, our hungry wolf girl saw a distant light that could only have one source.
Ugh, humans, they're so weird. They don't even have fur.
Yet, this sleek killing machine's natural aversion to humans could not overcome the ravages of hunger. On this cold, hungry night, humans had warmth and food. Thus, she made a fateful decision. She approached the campfire.
Hey, human. Put your stick thingy down. I didn't come to fight. I was just... this is so awkward. I was wondering if you maybe had leftovers and maybe I could sit around your fire since it's warm. I'm not asking for a lot, even a bite or two. I can? Yes. That's cool, I guess. So, what do you have? Is that elk? Bro, I fucking love elk! Yummy meat. I love meat. Human? What do you call it where the meat is all dark and smoky? Cooking. Good. Yes. Cooking is good. You hairless fucks know how to do that, right? You're right. For a monkey. What? You wanna pet me? Dude, that's so weird. Why would you touch me like that? Just when I started to think that humans were cool, you got weird. Ugh. You probably wanna do lewd things with me, pervert. Good. I'm not cute. You know what? How about we talk less, and I'll just sit here. By the fire, where it's warm, and then in the morning, I'll head out on my own. Ugh, I can't believe I needed help from a human.
As promised, the wolf girl left at dawn, abandoning the strange primate who kept asking to pet her fuzzy, wuzzy head. However, the struggle of survival in the tundra remained. Inevitably, a day came when the wolf girl found herself longing for the comforts of the fireside.
Ugh, you know what was good? That cooked elk. I'm starting to wish I had opposable thumbs.
One of the premier cognitive abilities of wolf girls is a highly developed associative memory. Our wolf girl remembered the warmth of the fire and the ease of the meal. Without knowing it, she learned to associate these things with humans, even with the face of the specific human who'd fed her. Henceforth, they would be associated with food and comfort.
Hey, monkey, I'm back. You got more elk? What? No. I don't need your help. Don't fucking get it twisted. I just like the taste of your cooking thing. I don't need you or anything. Oh, you only have rabbit. No, that's cool too. I love eating rabbit. You're such a bitch to catch, though. So, that's it there? Cooking on the fire? Yeah, it looks tasty. What? You won't let me have any. Why? This is a pain in my head. No, fine. But don't touch my tits or anything. The parts of that fur, off limits. Whatever, pervert. Doesn't feel good, shut up. Fucking monkey. Wait! No, he didn't tell you to stop. Keep doing it. Pervert. You know, I was thinking. Obviously, an apex predator like me doesn't need charity from a hairless fuck like you. So, maybe I could pay you back somehow. No, not with sloppy doggy-style breeding sex. Don't fucking say that, you perverted. I just meant I could watch your camp at night. Since, unlike you, I can actually hear things farther than I can fart. And maybe we can take down some prey together. You with your stick thingy and me with my awesomeness. Us wolf girls are amazing at hunting in packs. Sound fair to you, human? Yeah, I'm sure. It's just a logical partnership. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
And so, 20,000 years passed.
Master? Master! You're home! Oh, Master, puppy missed you so much. I want to give you huggy-wuggies. Puppy girl had such a good day. I woke up, and I had the food for my bowl, and I ran around a circle, and then I napped some more, and then I watched the TV, and then I napped again, and then I barked at the mean puppy girl in the mirror, and then I napped. But now you're home, and I can hug you, and you can give me lots and lots of attention. Puppy loves Master so much.
Meet Canis Puppygirlicus familiaris, also known as the domestic puppy girl, man's best friend and favorite fuck toy. Millions of households around the world own a puppy girl, and it's all because that wolf girl approached a campfire 20 millennia ago.
Oh, hi, Mr. Moon.
Because wolf girls who partner with humans had a greater chance to reproduce, traits that encouraged socializing with humanity were positively selected. Over time, they adapted to humanity's needs. This is a process called domestication. Puppy girls were the first animal girls humanity domesticated, but a similar process happened with sheep girls, pony girls, ox girls, and others. Although, some scientists believe catgirls were the ones who domesticated humans. Domestication changed puppy girls to suit their new masters. Puppy girls are far more social and likely to bond with humans than any wolf girl. Because their role shifted from hunters to companions, they didn't need to be so strong. And while they're more socially intelligent, puppy girls don't need acute problem-solving skills, because humans will solve the problem for them.
Mister, I saw you in the trash can again. Help me. I don't have any impossible things.
While they retain the tracking instincts of wolf girls, puppy girls don't hunt for food. They are well adapted to a diet of dog food and master's kami wummies. Instead, those instincts often take the form of herding or playfulness.
Come back, Mr. Rabbit. I just want to hug you.
Majestic. Many common puppy girl traits aren't derived from survival benefits. Humans often breed traits that they find pleasing. That's why so many puppy girls have big, fat titties. It's also why they engage in so much behavior that we humans find cute.
Ooh, 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 la, la. Ooh, 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 la, la,
Majestic. While less powerful than their ancestors, these adaptations have made puppy girls one of the most populous and biologically successful mammals on planet Earth. Today, there are nearly a billion puppy girls worldwide.
Hello, other puppy girl. Do you want to sniff each other's butts?
It's no wonder puppy girls are known as man's best friend. From the moment they were first tamed, they've been humanity's constant companion and playmate. They're a constant fixture of our homes, playing fetch, walking on leashes, and of course, letting their owners use them as fuck pets. They've been bred for traits that enhance their desirability as cockles. Gone is a wolf girl's dominant streak, replaced by obedient and submissive behavior. So too is any reticence for sexual play. There is nothing a puppy girl loves more than raising her posterior for her owner's cock or crawling between her owner's leg to lap at her pussy. Observe our faithful puppy girl on a night that her heat strikes.
Master, are you up? Master, puppy's in here. It started a few hours ago and my little pussy has been burning up. I'm just dripping. I know Master said not to wake him. I know. You only give me treats when I don't wake you, and Puppy loves her treats, but if something doesn't fill my pussy soon, I'm gonna rub it on everything. Everything! Please, Master, Puppy needs you. Puppy can't handle it on her own. Please, 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 please. Puppy needs you. Please, suck your puppy.
Naturally, it would be cruel to leave her in such an intense state of heat. Disciplining one's puppy is important, but so is giving them their precious cummies.
You will? Master will fuck me? Yay, yay, yay! I love you so much, Master. Puppy can't live without your cock. And, can it be sloppy doggy style breeding sex? Puppy loves sloppy doggy style breeding sex the most. Hello? Hello there, Mr. Cock. Puppy loves you, Mr. Oh, face down, ass up, of course. Sorry, Puppy saw Master's cock and got distracted. Well, it's okay if Puppy's a bit of a dumb buck bimbo, isn't it? Master thinks for me. Ass up, ass up. That's the way I like to hook. Okay, Bubby is ready. Master, please, please. Master. Bubby loves your cock. Feeling of it inside, warming me up, filling me up. So warm, so hot. Bubby thinks about Master's cock all day. Bubby runs in circles. I got the zoomies. Thinking about Master's cock reading her. That's all Bubby needs in life. All Bubby needs. That's the deal, right? Bubby is a girl for Master. And Master gives Bubby all his love. Being my master, touched my master, fucked my master. All Bubby wants, all Bubby needs, all Bubby wants, all Bubby needs, all Bubby wants, all Bubby needs.
Naturally, this is an exaggeration. Puppy girls also require regular.
Shut up, Miss Narrator. Can't you see Master is pounding Puppy with his super duper amazing cock?
Sorry.
Master can do anything he wants. Anything he wants a puppy. Perverted thought. Every perverted fantasy. Puppy wants them all. Even reading me like a fucking bitch. Master, yes. Please, Thank you. Master, really. flappy doggy style reading with master. I'll be sorry for waking Master. But now that we're done, can Puppy have a cuddle? Yay.
May I speak now?
Yes, Miss Narrator.
We leave our loving Master and Pet Pair here as they demonstrate the unbreakable bond between humanity and Canis Puppy Girlicus Familiaris. Their relationship started many centuries ago as a partnership of utility, but it has evolved into something greater, deeper. Puppy girls do not merely rely on humans, they love us. And in turn, they're not just useful allies to us, we love them like family. That is what lies at the heart of this relationship. Love.
Love.
Join us next time on Animal Girl Planet for... Cat girls sit on your face.
Meow.